Okay, we'll try.
So far, this is.
No.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, but I
I
don't
see
see
everything.
anyone. Okay. All right. Anyway, I was saying that it's quite possible. I know what happened to Sandy. He disappeared. Okay. Sandy's here. It's quite possible that this Zoom is not going to work well because I'm out in the sticks at some wedding in Coral Gables. So if it's a problem, let me know. We'll try, hopefully.
Sounds good.
Sounds good. Yeah, so
Sounds good over here.
the screen wasn't working, but okay. Okay, so we're in the middle of Tisus. So I don't remember. So many days. Did we
Interesting.
do the Achiezer or we didn't do the Achiezer? Someone want to remind me?
We didn't do it inside, but we did it as his question. Rebbe's problem with his question.
So let's go over again. So there was we went over it. Now there would seem to be three problems on the Achiezer. I assume we didn't do all three. I have to think
No,
about them.
we did only one.
We did what? What is the Achiezer? The Achiezer bothered by a problem that, according to the second Teretz, why is it in Baal HaKanah? Now it's really not the strongest kash in the world. I think Rav Nosson also said this because Tzivos only said mashma, mashma the kanila, which means that there's ways of saying. There, Tzivos himself knows that there are ways to be deiche the Gemara in Pesachim to say that you're not kani. So you could say that ain't achinami, that's kufa what Tzivos brought to the Gemara in Pesachim. To say it's mashma de kanina, which is a raya to the first answer, and einach inami, the second answer doesn't have that advantage, right? That would be, it's not such a horrendous problem.
Why should the second answer argue the first answer on that point? In other words, there's no reason to argue on the mashmos.
Well, yes, because. It might not work because simple, the Achiezer's kasha was that Pashtus, the first answer holds the way they see Achiezer grip Tisus. The Tisus kasha was that we have a pasuk by Achos Ishto that tells us Nesra. The Tisus kasha was learn out Nida from Achos Ishto. Tisus's first answer is you can't learn out Nida from Achos Ishto. Because it's not Isser Karva. Tzivos' second answer obviously doesn't hold to the first answer. That means that you could learn out Nida from Achos Ishto. So if you could learn out Nida from Achos Ishto, so that means that just like Achos Ishto is a total anti-Yibum force. It's a the Lashon of the Birkas Shmuel is a Poteres Vosaris. It's not just a blockage. It's a the pasuk of Aleha is written in the Parsha Yibum, which totally tells us that there's no Mitzvah Yibum. So if Nida, Tavis's Havamina was that Nida is comparable to Achos Ishto, so Nida is also a Poteres Vosaris.
But that's nothing to do with Pesachim. I'm just saying the
No,
mashmos
so once
Pesachim
you
is
say
not going
that,
to change because of that Gemara. That
no.
shouldn't change because of
And,
Yavamas.
Achinami, but you have to come out to a daifik. In other words, Parshat Pshat in Taisis for the Achiezer is that if you learn Itaivis is Havamina, so then the din would be that you can't be Baal HaKanah because you're an erva. You're an ala, you're an erva, and an erva is an anti-Yibum force. I, the Pesach is mashma that you're Tana. So you have to live with a daifik. And you have to say that the FLPK, even though it's mashma, the mashmos is not true. In other words, you can sometimes you have to say a daifik. We said that if you learn Itaivis in Pesachim, that the Gemara in Pesachim did not mean that you're yaitzin a mitzvah, it just meant that you thought you were doing a mitzvah. So there is no diyuk. So Itaivis, okay, holds that the is Pesachim's daifik. That's why it's mashma. but it's not 100% mukhrach. So the simple pshat in Taisa is before the Achiezer is Einochinami. The second teretz can't hold of the Gemara Psachim, of the Mashmos and Gemara Psachim, and that's Gufa, why Taisa brought it for the first answer. Taisa brought it, that's Gufa the Hemshech of Taisa. Taisa brought that as a raya to the first answer. If the Gemara Psachim works, even in the second answer, then it's not a raya to the first answer. So the simple pshat in Taisus is almost not like the Achiezer, is that Taisus brings a raya to the first answer from the Pasha Mashmos of the Psalchim. Then he has a second answer, and Enoch not me. The second answer is Taisik Psalchim. That's why the Gemara Psalchim was a raya to the first answer. But okay, but the Achiezer doesn't like that. I don't know why. You know, because Mashma, I suspect he holds that Mashma is more is means more than Mashma. Mashma means, you know, it's. I suspect that some people hold that Mashma means it's Mukhluk. It's just not the Feirish. They call that Mashma. So it's not like we're saying that it's not Mashma means that it's not Mukhluk. Because you can learn like Taivis and Psachim. If you learn like Taivis and Psachim, it's not Mukhrach. But it could be that Achiezer learned, you have to go know Bikiyas and Shas, that the word Mashma doesn't always mean that it's not Mukhrach. Even if it's a Mukhrach to Kashmuz, it's called Mashma because it's not Beferish. And he probably holds that, you know, that whatever, different Rishachrayim say that our Taivis can even be working with Taivis and Psachim, even though Taivis and Psachim has a raya. I don't know, we didn't get into that at all. But so that's the Achiezer's kasha. So what did the Achiezer answer? So the Achiezer answers that since the din is that there's no din Nesra, therefore, why is there no din Nesra? Because of dark and night, because no chisar and dark and night. And now that there's no din Nesra, so there is a Zika now for the future. And once there's a Zika now for the future, so she's Zakuk. So she's going to need Chalitza. Once she's going to need Chalitza, so then the Eshisar goes off. We made it. It could even be in Balakano.
It's just what Rebbe.
The Mitzvah Yibum.
What Rebbe just said that, if you say that Mashma is Kamata Raya, that means Taisvis in the Havamina really could have asked. He doesn't understand the Gemara. He can't get the Gemara.
What I'm talking.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. That could be. But fine. So that, but that's his Raya. He's bringing a Raya from a Gemara.
That's not a problem.
Why is it a problem? Taisvis speaks here. And then he says that my answer is that, answers it another kasha.
If it's Nesra, I can't say Psachim, though.
What?
Saying it should be Nesra, but if in fact it's Nesra, I wouldn't be able to understand Psachim. But he doesn't say that.
Right. And Achinami. Taivis knows the simple pshat in Taivis. Taivis never had a hava meaning that it's really Nesra. Taivis knows that it's not Nesra. Taivis knows halacha l'maisa. And neither is a very prevalent case. So Parsha Pshat, Taisus knows that we don't do Nesra. Taisus only kasha is, why don't we do Nesra? But according to Taisus, Havamina, that it's Daimit to Achos Ishto, so Ein Achinami, it's a real Erva. If it's an Erva, you can, not like the Achiezer, I would have said, since it's an Erva, it can't be in Baal HaKana. But the Achiezer...
But really, we know it could be in Baal HaKana because the whole question is, why is it not Nesra? But Taisus is Shulchan Aruch. It says there's no Nesra by neither, right?
Right.
So I don't understand. So that means if you ask Taisus in the Havamina, why is it only according to the Achiezer? It's Stam, according to everybody, the way Rabbi's saying it. If he knows the din is that it's not Nesra, then he knows it's in Baal HaKana, no?
Oh, so the if not for the Achiezer, I would say that you could have the reason why Pashup Shan and Taisis, again, not like the Achiezer. We learned Yavamis with the Birkas Shmuel. I don't know if the Achiezer learned Yavamis with the Birkas Shmuel, but we grew up in yeshiva so much. The Birkas Shmuel learns there's a thing called a Poiter and an Oiser. It's a very important terminology. Oiser means it's a blockage, means the Etzem, we want Mitzvah Siba. Except there's a technicality, you can't do it. Bahas Tanai, a neder. Person makes a neder, I'm not going to have beer with this lady. So the etzem, there's a mitzvah sibum. Just you can't get it. The etzem, there's a mitzvah on you to put on filling, but your filling is locked up in a lock on it. You can't get it. The lock happens to be the iser. The iser makes it, it's not accessible. But that doesn't take away the mitzvah. The Torah gave mitzvahs universal. Pashup Shad is, if let's say the only way I can get tefillin is by Mechal Shabbos. Technicality, the tefillin is outside the tefillin. But that doesn't mean Hashem didn't give me a mitzvah tefillin. Hashem gave a mitzvah tefillin, universal mitzvah tefillin. Hashem wasn't miyaches in this case. Now you have a technicality that you can't get it because of the iser. So that doesn't detract the mitzvah's filling. The iser does not take away the mitzvah. The mitzvah is a mitzvah, and the iser is a blockage. That's the usual shot. By Yibum, the Easter of Baruch Bear learns that since the Pasuk of Aleha, Yibama Yabo Aleha, the Pasuk of Aleha is not written by the iser. The Pasuk of Aleha is written by Yibum. So the Pasuk of Aleha is telling me that I don't want the mitzvah yibum when you're in Aleha. So it's a poiter. That's his lashon. It takes away your mitzvah yibum. It's not just a blockage. And in this case, it's a blockage. It's an iser that doesn't allow you to do yibum. No, Let me finish. So the Torah never gave the mitzvah yibum when it's an erev of Aleha. So Parshat Shat in Taisis. Tavis thought is Hamina that Nesras learned from Allah, and that's why he's asking. You see in the rush that Nedev Me'achos Ishto. Me'achos Ishto. The only thing that's written by Achos Ishto is Allah and Itzur. So Tavis must learn that somehow or another the din of Nesra is also included in Allah and Itzur. Tavis asked the Kasha Nedev from Allah. So I mean, Saibis and his Amina holds that Nida is Daime to all the other Arayas, and it's included in the Drash of Allah. Now, Taibis answers not that Minesra is not learned from Allah. It should be.
Not that it is. Taibis is saying he knows the Halach. He has Shulchan Aruch.
No, excuse me. I'm not agreeing with you. Taibis Kasha was Taibis Kasha. I know the halacha that Nida doesn't have Nesra, but logically, why not? Because Nida should be in
Allah. That's great.
Right. One second.
Suppose he didn't have any answers.
I'm answering your question. You got to give me a second to answer it. Taivis Kasha was exactly what you're saying. I know Nida doesn't have Nesra. I'm under the impression that Nesra is learned out from Achos Ishto, from the word Allah. So logically, Nida is in the Hekesh to Allah. Therefore, it should have the Ptur in Esra. Taibis first Teretz says that Nida doesn't have the Ptur of Allah, and therefore it doesn't get the Ptur of Esra. Fine. Therefore, it's also in Baal HaKono. Fine. The Taibis second Teretz is that no, Nida isn't Allah. But Esra doesn't come from Allah. So it comes out according to Taibis' second Teretz, Taibis is leaving Nida in Allah. You're just saying that being in Allah doesn't give you Nesra because Nesra is not learned out from Allah. So according to the simple pshat, Taibis in his second Teretz is leaving Nida in Allah. And according to Baruch Ber, Allah is a Paiter V'Aiser. It means it's not just an Aiser, but it's a Paiter. It takes away your Mitzvah Yibum. So if Allah takes away the Mitzvah Yibum, so Parship shot, you can't have it. You can't have the what it says in Sochim that you're Mekayim the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah here. The Torah never gave a mitzvah when there's an erba of Allah. and you surely can't be kaina. And there's definitely an iser eshesach because there's no it's eshesach shalva makom mitzvah. It's no worse than eshesach shalaya balama.
So can Rebbe clarify when did Reb Chaim Oizer find out this svara information? Did he see Gemara Pesachim and he found this out, or he knew it the whole time?
I'm saying the Parshat Pshat in Taisis. Since Taisis in his second answer is not arguing with his Havamina. His Havamina, he's saying his Havamina is right. That Nida is Zayim to Achos Yishto. That means that he's saying that the Erva of Nida is in the Parsha of Aleha. Except that that doesn't help the Gabi Nesra, because Nesra is not learned out from the Parsha of Aleha. So therefore, the Pashtus is that if you're in the Parsha of Aleha, it's not shayef to be in Balo Kano. It's not shayef to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, because Aleha, in Rabbi Bear's terminology, Aleha is a poiter.
Why does Taisus have to go to Pesachim in the first Teretz? He should know that Svara.
Svara?
He should know that she's going to eventually. He should know this Svara.
What's this?
Rabbi Chaim Oizer Svara. He should know Rabbi Chaim Oizer Svara right away after the first Teretz. She's no longer an Aleha. She's Oimed. Anybody who's Oimed to go to Yibam later, right? She's no longer an Aleha. So therefore, she should be Bol Tanu. Forget about the second Teretz. You don't have to come on to Pesachim. It's a basic Svara. Anybody, so of course it's going
to
happen.
Wait. Now you're going to Rav Chaim Oizer. Okay, let me. I wasn't doing Rav Chaim Oizer yet. I was saying that the simple Taisus without Rav Chaim Oizer. Okay. Now, Rav Chaim, so the simple Taisus without Rav Chaim Oizer is that's why, according to the second Teretz in Bala Lokana, and that's Kufa, why Taivis brought in Raya to the first Teretz. What do you do with the Gemara Pesachim? It's only Mashma. And Mashma is not Mukhruch. That would be the simple shot. Chaim Oizer did not like that. Okay, he didn't like that because he felt, apparently, that Mashma is just another way of saying it's Mukhruch, it's just not Beferish. That's what I think. It's apparently, otherwise it wouldn't be with Avikasha. So he assumes when David says Mashma from Psochim, doesn't mean it's Mashma, but it's not Mukhruch. It's Mukhruch. But as long as it's not written Beferish, he uses the word Mashma. So Mimela, he has a problem that the second Teretz, what's the second Teretz going to do to explain why in Balo Kanam? So he answers that the answer is, because since there's a Zika now for later, so Mimele, there's a Chi of Chalitza, your Zakut, the Isra'esh Zak goes off, Mimele in Balo Kanam. Right? That's the answer.
Obviously feels that the Gemara of Imbalu Kanu is a riot to his first answer, correct?
What?
Taisvis clearly feels that the Gemara and Pesach of Imbalu Kanu is a riot to his first answer, right?
It's not a riot to his first answer and exclusion to his second answer. It's a riot against his Havamina. According to Nachi Ezer, both the Rutsim agree to the Gemara Pesach.
Okay, but it's a raya against his first answer. It's a raya against his kasha. What did Tosfos do with, if Mashma really means it's Eisen, so how did Tosfos have a kasha surviving in a world of a Kemat Beferish Gemara against
him? I don't think that's true. That Tosfos is allowed to have two kashas. He has a kasha on the Gemara Yevamis, and he has a kasha on the Gemara Pesachim, and that's why he brings a raya from Pesachim to his answer. Is that so terrible that Taibis has two problems in the starting point?
He just forgot to ask one of them.
Well, he asks the kasha here, and then he gives it an answer, and it says in a raya because that answer is a kasha Pesachim. I don't know if that's, I don't know if there's anything wrong with that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Okay.
So I suppose all the time we'll say, now that we get this answer, it answers the question someplace else.
Yeah, yes. And is that right? So I think so. I think that's legitimate. Okay, anyway, so again, so the Achiezer says that even though we're learning out neither from Achos Ishto, according to the second answer, but since there's no Din Esra, so therefore the Zika for later. There's a Zika for later. So in Beda, we should have, you can have Chalitza, you can have a Mitzvah Yibum, and you can have Bar Okano.
What happened to that Oleha? What happened to our Baruch Bears Oleha to pat to her the Eshesach?
Okay, so that's, we said that there are three problems with Rabbi Achiezer. One is that I think if you learn Aleha like Rabbi Baruch Bear, that Aleha is a piter, not just a blockage. I do not know if you could say the Achiezer. I agree with you because the Achiezer is saying you have a Zika now for later. If you can't have a Zika now for later, probably according to a Baruch Bear, because now it's like an erva. It's just like you can't have Kedushin, can't be typhus in an erva. So Zika can't be typhus in an erva. So if this is if it's just a blockage, so then yeah, so you can have a Zika now for later because. But if it's a pite there in the present, I don't know if it makes logical sense to say that you can have a Zika now for later. I don't really think.
Yeah, how does Rebbe Chaim explain? Let's say the Rush explains that there's like two separate concepts. One is that you could do chalitza, and a separate concept of Baal Okano. According to Rebbe Chaim, should be the same thing. Machara, no. If Baal Okano, then you can do chalitza. If you can't do chalitza, you can't.
I know. You look up opera talks about that. There's a special din, and even if you're zakik, but maybe you can't do chalitza if you can't do yibum. There's some kind of din that if you have to be able to do yibum in order to do chalitza. But that's a side. I don't know. There's a piece in about there about the rush.
In Toshfes Kashi, is she's in Nida the second the brother dies? Or
yes.
She's in Nida when they come to do the Hebrew?
It was in Nida at the Shas Nefila.
Uh-huh.
At the Shas Nefila, she was in Nida. So that's why, because Nesra is always only when it's Nesra B'Shas Nefila. Otherwise, it's Hutra v'Nesra, which is a different sugya. But Nesra has to be on his Nesra at the Shas and Afin. So let's go. I don't want to get back down. So there are three problems on Rav Chaim Ozer. So the easiest problem is, which is not necessarily a Mukhruk Dika problem, is I'm saying that according to Rabbanu Bear's Havana in Aleha, it's not so simple that you can have a Zika, even if it's Omei to go off. But if you're an erva now, you can't. How can you have a Zika? It's like it's an erva repels Zika. Okay, so maybe Rav Chaim Ozer doesn't hold of that. Okay, the question that I asked, I think I asked it Wednesday, and I think this is in the Bir Biyunim, is that why did Tosfos bring the din of Imbal Okano? So if you saw it forgot the name of the sefer. What was the name of the sefer? From the mirror. What was his name?
Gershon
Elstein. Rebellion Bara brings this question: why did Tosfos bring a Baal Okano? So one possibility is that Tosfos is bringing another answer to his kasha. He's bringing another answer. That you know why there's no Nesra? Because in Baal Okano. But I don't know if that, but he says that that's not you know, that he tries to bring rise. I don't know if the Achiezer could have learned that way anyway, but he brings rise like not like that. That's a Pasha, just not Pshat and Taisis. So Pasha Pshat and Taisis is that Taisis is bringing a raya. That's the Pasha Pshat. Taisis is bringing a raya to his first parents because you see him Balogano. So what we asked is that Taivis and his Kasha also knew that the din is that there's no Nesra. He just didn't know why. Because he thought that it should be an erva that we should learn out from Achaz Ishtar, there is a din Nesra. Okay. But the Maisa, to whatever reason, he knows that it's not true. Because Taivis Pashas, Taivis doesn't ask that he says the need that they answer. But the lashon of Taivis is mashma, then I know it's not true. I know nida is not usser. I'm just asking, why is it nida usser? Nida te usser. So Taivis is asking, why isn't nida usser? So that means he knows it's not usser. So according to Rav Chaim Ozer, as long as you know that it's not usser, so you know there's a zika for later, so then it's very good. And Baalo Kano. So what is Taivis? Taivis has no raya. Taivis has a kasha. Why isn't there Nesra? Okay, it's a good kasha. I don't know the answer. But you can't ask a kasha, and you can't say, I'll bring you a raya from Psachim, because Psachim, any answer to the first kasha will automatically answer the second kasha. Right? Now, there's a raya means... If you have a first kasha and any answer that you give to the first kasha automatically answers the second kasha, so it's not a raya that your answer to the first kasha is right, because even if there's a different answer, it would also be able to answer the second kasha. Any answer to the first kasha will answer the second kasha, so it's not a raya. Right? That's what I think we asked. Right? I think so. No.
I don't think we mentioned it. We did?
No. Okay.
Rafi's saying yes, I think.
Okay. I know in the beer review, I know we had that kasha. Since Taisus Lashon is ain't actual to neither te oser, which means that Taivis knows the facts. The facts are not debatable. So the Gemara Psachim is fine. The Pshat of the Gemara Psachim is because it's no Nesra. And according to Baruch Ben, Rav Chaim Ozer, whenever there's no Nesra, the din is in Baruch Gano.
Yeah, but if she's in Allah,
now for later. How you want to know? How come you're Zakuk now for later? How come there's no Nesra? Okay, good Tasha.
Yeah, but Taisus would never say that the Gemara is, even with a Doich to say Mashmos, he couldn't live with that Gemara. See, before he couldn't live with that Gemara. If he grants the Makshin's Kasha, he can't live with that, because if it's in a leha, he can't use the shpeta. He can't use that later zakuka. So he would have Gemara. And now Gemara, he's saying,
You said something I don't agree with. Rav Chaim Ozer says that even though in Taivis the second Taretz, even though Nida is daimit to Achos Ishto, which means that Nida has an aleha, since there's no din of Nesra, So you're zakuk now for later. So Rav Chaim Ozer holds not like Rav Baruch Ben. Rav Chaim Ozer holds.
That's what I asked. According to Rav Chaim Ozer, when did he discover that? That's smart.
He discovered that all along, because there's no difference from he doesn't speak it out in his second answer. So he must have held that all along. There's no step where he's mechadish it. So always mechadish in his second answer is that Nesra is based on Darachecha Darkenaya. So he must have known, according to Rav Chaim Ozer, it must be he knew all along that even though you're an Arab of Achos Ishto, even though you are part of them, he said mouths up to the chassid. So even though you're an Arab of Achos Ishto, and you're an Arab of Nida, which is Hukash to Achos Ishto, but there's no din Nesra, if you're Zakuk now for later.
That means Tesla never cashed in the first place. According to Rebbe, the first kasha wouldn't make sense because even if it's
no, the first kasha makes sense because since you're in the since in his habamina, he thought that Nesra is learned out from Aleha. So his kasha was that since you're in the hekesh of Tanida of Orias, so you should have the p'tur of Aleha. Fine, and therefore you should have a din Nesra. Because Nesra, he thought, is learned out from Aleha. So his answer is, no, Nesra is not learned from Aleha. Once you say Nesra, but in his Havamina, but in his Havamina, he knows, according to Rav Chaim Ozer, keep on saying the wrong name, according to Rav Chaim Ozer, his second answer is, once there's no Nesra, then there's automatically in Baal Dokano. So if that's the case, then the Raya isn't the Raya, because Tavis Kasha knows there's no Nesra. His Kasha is, why is there no Nesra? See, well, I'll bring in other words, to say it in mathematics. If we know that A causes B, and your Kasha is, why is A true? But there's an automatic chain reaction that if A is true, B is true. So it says somewhere that A is true. His Kasha is, why? So you give an explanation why A is true. Then you can say, and I'll bring you a raya because B is true. Because you know A is true, so of course B is true. You just have one question. Why is A true? Which, you know, the same question. When, for whatever reason A is true, B will be true.
Yeah, but Tysus is taking it completely out of a lay. He's saying Balu Kanu, even Bishas Nidasa. It's not like it works later.
Right, The Rav Chaim Ozer says that that's the way it is, that Tavis takes that for granted. Tavis is not mechanish that in second teretz, because Tavis doesn't say a word about that. So according to Rav Chaim Ozer, Tavis takes for granted that even though you're in the second teretz, that even though you're in Olah, if there's no Nesra, you get in Baal Dokano. So if that's the case, so the first teretz, so then there's no raya to the first teretz. Okay, that was question number two. I want to go find it because I want to now and share. Dr. Begida asked a third question, and I have to just want to wrap my head around it. Dr. Begida asked a third question on the Achiezer. What did he ask? There's the second question that I'm asking. I'm not so sure it's the strongest question on the Achiezer because we don't know for sure if the Achiezer is learning that Tavis is bringing a Raya. You know, it is possible that Tavis is just being a Yenta, you know, not bringing a Raya. You know, it's a little bit Daichik. We don't like Tavis being a Yenta. But okay, and as it could be, it's just being a Yenta.
What does it mean to be a Yenta? What does it mean?
Yenta means that it's not a riot to his answer. He's just making an observation that you should know. Tavis made a point that Nida doesn't have Nesra. And now he's just telling you another very interesting piece of information that in Baal Dokano, but not that it only works, it's a riot to my answer. You know, he's just telling you a very nice piece of information. You know, it's like he's telling you all the halachas of Nida. That's what I'm saying, it's a Yenta, because, you know, that's not Tavis's mission here. But sometimes it's, you know, he wants to let you know all the halachas of Nida. So he's saying all the halachas of Nida and Agabi Yibo. So he was discussing Nida and Agabi Nesra. And now he's just making, he just wants to give you some interesting bikiyas that you should know that the din is an Baal Dokano. It's an interesting bikiyas. Why am I saying
that? The way that Rashi explains it, it sounds like it's all part of the same mahalach, no?
Yeah, well, okay, but it's not necessarily contingent. It is a possibility to say such a thing.
It sounds like a Rashi saying it's a backup proof. It's another, and not only that, it's also Baal Dokano.
I don't know if the Rashi is any more mashman than Tysus. I don't remember the Rashi being more mashman than Tysus. I'm looking at the Rashi. Yeah, I don't see any more right for the Rosh of Tais. In other words, if you would say Taisus is just a Taisus is just going off on a tangent, he's just telling you another piece of information. So you could say the same thing by in the Rosh. In other words, now it's Taisus.
It's only mentioned since the halacha is Lamaisa that it's not Nesser doesn't apply. Therefore, that's why Balakano.
It doesn't say since. I don't see the word since in the Rosh.
Why is he saying it? What's the
question. So why is he saying it? So we said the possibility is that he's being a yenta. That is agav. That's a nicer word than being a yenta. Agav. Once he discussed nida by yibum, so there's another very fascinating halacha of nida by yibum. So Tavis is going off on a tangent to inform you of another fascinating halacha. But it's not a raya to what he said. What?
Not because he's saying it now makes sense because of?
No. I'm saying that you could say to defend Rav Chaim Moser that it's not a raya, it's just a piece of information. Sometimes the Gemara definitely does those things. The Gemara once is telling you at one point. So since Gemara was from memory, so it tells you another related point. Not that it's a raya, it's just related. Now, Taisus doesn't usually do that, but it is a possibility. That's what I call that being a yanta, which is the daifik. But it's a possibility that Taisus first told you a very interesting point about Nesra, and then he goes off on a tangent. And then, by the way, you should know another interesting point.
So not only does Nida have Nesra, but
Nida has in Baal Okano.
Okay. According to Rebbe, what's the purpose?
I would say, if I don't know like Rav Chaim Ozer, I would say that Taisus is bringing a raya to his first answer. And Ein Hachinami, his second answer, can't explain in Baal Okano. And that's why it's a beautiful answer to the first Saris, because only the first answer can say this and not the second. So that's beautiful. Then Rav Chaim Ozer has it that the second answer can also explain in why in Baal HaKonah, and not just the second answer, but any answer under the sun. Every single answer under the sun will be able to explain why in Baal HaKonah. So Mimeda, it's somewhat difficult. So there's not a riot to anything. If every answer under the sun can explain this, then there's no raya. So I think Rav Chaim Ozer will have to say, who told you it's a raya? Taisus is not bringing a raya. Taisus is just bringing you a point of information. You know,
Rabbi, it doesn't make a difference that it's fundamentally different on how the Balu Kanu works. Meaning the first Teretz, she's totally not in the Leha. And therefore, Balu Kanu, and Taisus used the Lashon, she's a Bas Yibam He. When Chaim Moshe is saying in by the second Teretz that she's Balu Kanu, doesn't mean she's a Bas Yibam. It means that for Nesra purposes,
means they're Mekayim the Mitzvah's Yibam. That's pretty much Bas Yibam. I don't know. Yibal Okano, and it's based on the Gemara and Pesachim that says you're Mekayim the Mitzvah.
It's only because later on, so therefore we have a dinner Eishes Achim.
Okay, but you get a Mitzvah, and you're Mekayim the Mitzvah, so that's pretty good. Okay. No. Anyway, let me go further. So, but Dr. Pagina asked the third question. So I'm saying the second question is the first question we said is not so terrible because maybe Rav Chaim Ozer doesn't hold her up there. That Aleha is a pointer. The second question is not so terrible because maybe he doesn't know that Taisus is bringing a raya. Maybe all Taisus is just bringing you a piece of information. So Dr. Begin asked a third question, which I'm going to need help just to speak it out. Dr. Begin at Taisus, Taisus says in his second answer, that Nesra is based on Darkenaya. Now, what's the Darkenaya? So Taisus says the Darkenaya is the angel Darkenaya im Yeshlov is Kakek Lizesh and Nifter of Himenu. Right? That's the Lashon of Taisus. Now, he wanted to know, Dr. Begida, what would happen if you can't do Yibum, but you still have a Zika for Chalitza? Your Zakak like Chalitza. Would
like
that? What?
I'm
talking in theory. I'm not about a case. If you had a case where the Shas Nefila, there's some kind of Isser that you can't do Yibum, but she's still Zakak like Chalitza. And then later, the Isser Yibum comes off. Would that be a problem of Nesra? According to Tavis, the second answer, that the problem of Nesra is it's a lack in darkening Nayam. Ain't that darkening Nayam? If Yeshla is Kokhik Lizesh and Nitra Imenu. So, what would happen if there's only, she's only Niftra from Yibum, but not Niftra from Chalitza? She has
a Kuka.
What?
L'chaira, she's still as Kuka. She was never Niftra from Zika.
Yeah. Right. So, L'chaira, there is no Nesra. Right? L'chaira, that's what he assumes. So his question is, so how in the world do you ever get, let's say by Nida, how in the world would you get a lack of a tour of Dark and Noam? Let's say Tavis says Nida is not Dark and Noam because
not a problem about
that. Well, she's kind of to come
up to. That's why. Let me say his kasha piece. Tavis says the need is not dark and boam to the baida nami shricha lahamtim. Let's say we didn't have that svara. Let's say the Torah gave a heter that nida is not usher to the baida, only to the yavim is an isher nida. Okay, so you don't have that svara. But Dr. Begina asked, but where did he get a Ptur Chalitza? Because according to the Achiezer, the starting point is, since the Nida is going to go off, so she's Zakuk now for later. She's Zakuk now for later. Therefore, there's a Chiyav Chalitza. Therefore, there is no problem of Zakin Nayan. So why in the world should you have a problem of Darkin Nayan by Nida?
What's the difference between
what?
What's the difference between Eshes Achim Shalayo Boilamo?
The same thing he would ask by Eshes Achim Shalayo Boilamo, except maybe Eshes Achim Shalayo Boilamo is Ain Tushin Taisimba. So you could say maybe you can't have a Zika now for Chalitza by an Eshes Achim Shalayo Boilamo. So maybe you could say such a thing. But Anida is Kedush and Taisimba. So according to Rav Chaim Ozer's Cheshbon, Chaim Ozer says clearly, at least by Nida, he doesn't say it befares by Aisha Zachit, so Aisha Achaz Ishto. So he says by Nida, in the second answer, there's no Nesra. There's no Ibbana Lokano. Why is there no Ibbana Lokano? Because you're Zachit now for later. Since you're Zakuk now for later, so there's Chalitza. Since it's Chalitza, so there's no Eshazah. So Dr. Begina asked, well, if you're right, Rav Chaim Ozer, that you're Zakuk now for later, and there's Chalitza, then the Chlavit has no Shaykhis to lack of Darkei Nayam. So I don't need Taifis of Svara that there's no Chisarna Darkei Nayam because she's also to her husband. Let's say Nida's mutter to her husband. There's a special din in the Torah that Nida's mutter to her husband. Everybody, she's also to the whole world except her husband. What's the difference? Rav Chaim Ozer says that since Nida's going to go off, so you're Zakuk now for later. And if you're Zakuk now from later, you're Chayav Chalitza. Well, if you're Chayav Chalitza, there's no problem. Of
Rebbe's passion is circular because you need to get rid of the Nesra first. It's circular. Oh. The only reason why you have that whole system start, the starting step, is the fact that it's not gonna, it's Darkei Noyam and the Nesra. That starts.
Okay, you're right, but it's circular. But the question is, which way is circular? He's tiny that Rebbe Chaim Ozer is circular because you sense the starting point. Point of Chaim Ozer, the starting point is, it's, you hit the nail on the head. It happens to be, you're right. The Shaila is, it's circular. But the question is which way? The according to Chaim Ozer, really you should have Zika for Chalitza. The only reason, so you say you don't have Zika for Chalitza because it's Nasra. But Hagufa, if your starting point is you should have Zika for Chalitza, why would you get Nasra? You have to develop a Nasra. You have to come in and say, Ein Zeh Darkei Nayam. So when is there ever a problem of lack of Darkei Nayam? That's his kasha. There is no moment in time that you get a lack of Darkei Nayam because the starting point is Nida is Omei to come off. Therefore, there's right away there's Kawa Zika for later. We made this Kawa Zika for later, this Chalitza. Since it's Chalitza, she's Zakuk. And she's Zakuk, there's no problem with Darkei Nayam.
It sounds like it is Darkei Nayam. Yeah, first. It's Darkei Nayam. It's Darkei Nayam to make her wait. That's a step one. One.
Now there's no Chalitza. But how did you get to the point that there's no Chalitza?
The point of the husband is that. Let's say Nida, he'd have to wait for 2 years. He'd have to wait for 2 years because she's a Nida. Let's say it was a Shalaka. That's too long. That's not Darkei Nayam. The point of the fact that this happens to the husband is, forget how long it's going to be. This is a regular part of married life. The husband and wife are going to have to wait. So it's obviously not too long because the Torah wouldn't make it usher for the husband either. So therefore, because it's usher normally to her husband, etc., this is part of the normal thing that falls under the general category of Darkei Nayam. Fine. And therefore, that's why that there's the no chalitza coming, everything comes from that.
But he's asking, you don't need that. He's asking that even if that wouldn't be true, the fact that there's chalitza, according to Rav Chaim Ozer, since Nida is Omei Nitar, so there's always the starting point is when you look at Nida, there's no reason why the Zika should go off because Nida is Omei Nitar. Therefore, she's Zakik now for later. If you zakuk now for later, then you have a chiyuv chalitza now. If you have a chiyuv chalitza now, then there's no problem of Darkei Nayam. So there's no starting point. There's no starting point to get a nesra because first, in order to get a nesra, you have to have a lack of Darkei Nayam. But the lack of Darkei Nayam is created. The lack of Darkei Nayam is created by the fact that there's ain't a zakuk. And ain't a zakuk is only going to be created by the fact that there's nesra.
Let's say because circular. She's going to be two years. So the Torah says that's too long. That's a violation of Darkei Nayam.
Is she zakuk now for later? Where's your time, Ozer? Are you zakuk now for later?
Mamela, it's the same thing. If she's zakuk now for later, then there's chalitza. If she's
then
not,
there's chalitza. Chalitza, so I don't care that it's 2 years.
The only reason she's zakuk now for later is because it's not a violation of Rachel.
Why?
Only because it's not a violation of Rachel.
Because you can do chalitza. That's why it's not a violation of Rachel. Not because the 2 years is not too long. 2 years is too long. Yes, 2 years
chalitza
is too long.
Chalitza is a symptom of the fact that it's not Rachel.
No, not true. Point to Baruch that Dr. Begida's question is that Tosfos says Ein Lo
LeZakei. Where in Chaim Ozer does he see that?
The Begida's question was Tosfos says Ein Zeh Darkei Nayam if Yesh Lo LeZakei possession Niftarei Menu. So it's mashma from Tosfos that if she wasn't Niftarei Menu, but rather there was a Chiyuv Chalitza, even as long as it could be great 100,000 years. But as long as she was never niftira, then there's no problem of Darkei Nayam. That's the simple mashmalos of Tosfos.
But why is there no chasisha? Why is there no chiyuv chalitza for the future?
So you're saying if there be an achinami, if my achas ishto, there'd be a chiyuv chalitza for the future. So Dr. Begida, really, when he asks this kasha, he asks it by achas ishto too. And he says he doesn't understand about the Chaim Ozer.
So apparently, the Darkei Nayam.
I answered him that by Achaz Ishto, there's Ein Kedushin Tyson. So the Svara of Zika now for later doesn't make sense by Achaz Ishto. We worked together. So then he said, granted, we can defend the Achiezer by Achaz Ishto. Because by Achaz Ishto, you can't have a Zika now for later. Because it's right now, you're in Erva. You're in Achaz Ishto, Ein Kedushin Tyson. You can't have a Zika now for later because ain't Kedushin Tyson. Zika is a form of Kedushin. So by Achos Ishto, it's not Shaykh to get a Zika now for later. But Nida is Kedushin is Taifes. So why can't, so Nida, and Rabbi Chaim Moses says that, that Nida has a Zika now for later. So if Nida has a Zika now for later, why in the world would there ever be a Din Nesra? So it's circular. It's because there's a Din Nesra, therefore you lose your Zika. Because there's going to be a Din Nesra, therefore there's no Zika now for later. Therefore there's no Chalitza. So he said, that's a circular. Where's your starting point? Why do you say, because there's no Zika later? Why is there no Zika later? Because there's Nesra. But there's only Nesra. If there's a lack of Darkei Noam, and the lack of Darkei Noam only comes about if there's no Zika later. So it's a circle which we're not a starting point. You first have to create a lack of no Zika later to make the Nesra. So you can't say, you know why there's no Zika later? Because there's Nesra.
I mean, the Achiezer clearly makes a difference between like what we call Saita and like Asar Alamis, right? As opposed to Nida. And he seems to say that the Chalitza part of it is Tully Zebezek. They're exact Tully. When there's Achiv Chalitza, when there's going to be Omedis Liyibu and vice versa. So what's the question on him? What's the Etzim?
The Achiezer seems, because Tysus is not the Achiezer. Tysus is Mashma, that there's no problem of lack of Trachecha Darkei Nayan if you're Chayiv in Chalitza. That's the mashmos of Tysus. Tysus is mashmos. There's no problem of lack of Darkei Nayan if you're Chayiv Chalitza. So Mimeda, seeing that Tysus is mashmos, and the Achiezer says that by Nida, you're Zakut now for later, which makes the Chayiv Chalitza. So there's no reason why Anida should get an Esra. Nothing to do with the fact because it's Darkei because of her husband. There's no reason because there's Chalitza. There's a more fundamental. The Titus says there's no lack of Darkei Nayan by Nida because she has to wait for her husband. Says Dr. Begida, there's a more fundamental reason that there's no lack of Nesra. There's nothing because there's Chalitza. Bishmama, you argue with Achiezer. And you say, like we said in the beginning of Shir, that once you're in the Doimet, the Tavis in the second Teretz that holds Anida is in Achos Ishta Dikadin, so then you can't have Chalitza because it's an Erva. You can't have a Zika for later. Because it's a Piter. A Piter can't have Zika for later, right? So then it's very good. An Achos Ishto, Anida cannot have a Zika for later, period. Therefore, Anida is Potter from later, and is he Potter now? Therefore, there should be Potter now. So there should be a Chisarin of that Darkei Nayan. Emphasizes, even though your Mamish has no Zika now, and there's no Yibum and no Chalitza now. And you're Potter, so to speak, and you're Mutter to Shuk right now because you're in Erva. But so it's not Darkei Nayan. You want a Potter for Darkei Nayan for it to come later. But it's not a lack of Darkei Nayan because that happens by your husband too.
Rabbi Hook said maybe the only problem is the Bia. Maybe the problem is just Asur to have Bia. Nothing to do with it. You can have Zika, you can have Chalitza all day long. The problem is
here, but that's not Mashma and the Lashon.
Sandy
said at the beginning of Shir, I'm not like you. Are you arguing with Sandy? What's wrong with you? Can't do that.
What did I say?
I did that. If Chalitza, then there's no lack of Darkei Nayan.
The Tysus three lines. Okay, three lines from the bottom.
Tysus says because the ain lot is zakek lezeshin nifter haymanu.
But Tysus three lines from the bottom. Not the Tysus
nifter haymanu means that there's no Zika. It's and chayra. It's hard to say. Maybe you could say it. Maybe we'll have to in order to defend the Achiezer. you have to say that Niftara from Yibam, not from Chalitza. But that's, I don't know if that sounds
like
Tosafot.
Three lines from the bottom, Rebbe, three lines from the bottom. Tosafot says, by Rabba, Balavachnami, Matsazamra, me, you can be the Ashta, Asur, Le, Basahachi, Sharia. There's a din of Asura, Asa to somebody, now it's Sharia. It's not a question of the Zika or not. But even by Tais has to work out by Katan over there. It's not nice to wait or something like that. But the fact that if he would be Asur Avad, it would also be a problem. It's the Asura to have the beer.
I don't know. That's not what Tais said in the beginning.
Didn't we say coin to Achiezer that Bolo Kano that will work coin to both answers?
Yes.
So if Bolo Kano works for both answers, so it's nothing to do with just Chalitza, the Yibam itself can work.
Yes, but that's after the fact. That's because there's no Din Nesra. But we're working before the fact. We're trying to figure out why there should be a Din Nesra.
But in the case of Achazish, though, when we say that the Achinom removed the Yibam,
I would say like this. Kol man she's an achas ishto, you can't have yibum or chalitza because you can't have zika. Because it's an otafsi ba kedusha. Otafsi ba kedusha means otafsi ba zika. If there's otafsi ba zika, so there's no zika. So she's mamish mutter l'shuk. Now the achas ishto goes off. So you want to bring a zika back. So that's a lack of darkenayim. That I understand. Ain't the stocking possession after a manu. But the.
Who gets affected by the darkenayim?
But by neither Kortar of Chaim Ozer, neither can have a Zika for Chalitza. So neither can have a Zika for Chalitza. So she's not Nifter Emanu. So at least after Begida was assuming that if you're not Nifter Emanu, then there's no lack of lack of darkening nayim. Okay, now Shmuel is saying that Dr. Begin is wrong. Okay, but Dr. Begin is definitely right in the lashon here that ain lot is darkening possession nifter emanu.
Then what's
that? But why,
according to Dr. Bergida, why do we need the Darkenoam at all? Why does Tosafot need Darkenoam? Just say that by Achos Ishto being that you got rid of the Yibum and the Chalitza now. That you can't reactivate it, but as long as the Zika of Chalitza was there all along, then we can bring back everything.
That's right. That would be true if you learn right the Achiezer. But he's saying the Achiezer is wrong. The Achiezer is wrong, so then it makes sense.
Yeah, but his question should be that Bichlal, we don't need Dakinoam.
What?
So the question, but Dr. Bagida's question is or should be, that Bichlal, we don't need the Dakenoam concept.
You don't need what Taisa says. You don't need Taisa's whole svara. Taisa is the answer. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
could we say for what Shmuel was saying, in the sense that we know that that as long as there isn't a Zika for Yibum, that's considered off. Because let's say the wife dies, but meanwhile there were other brothers. So she's waiting for a Yibum or Chalitza from other brothers, let's say. She's waiting from other brothers. She's not much of a shuk. We still don't say that she goes to the, she falls to that husband.
Okay. And the type seems to be nice to that.
The fact you're not nightfully Yibum, Lachar is enough.
Okay.
It doesn't have to go Teres Lashuk.
That's not the mashmaos of the Lashon HaTaisis. It sounds like from the Lashon HaTaisis is we look at each person independently. Okay, I'm going to have to go back to this wedding. So I'm going to stop. Okay, Shikayach, everybody.
Thank you, Remy. Thank you very much. Thank you. Mazel tov.